and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at livemusicvancouver.com.
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
Oh, no.
Yo, Bleak!
Anyway,
we got another game!
Come on!
Come on!
Bleak,
we need you!
Please, be quiet!
Sorry, Mrs. Gilliam. We just wanted to know if Bleak could come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio. This is CITR 101.9 Vancouver. DJ Bleak in with you live this evening. Wow, we're going to start the show with a very special. This is a track by National Cynical Network, also known as or otherwise known as Phineas Narco, and I believe he's the main or single unit of that troupe. So I believe it's him that put this thing together. This is a special one-hour collage. It's called Right Wing Radio Hell. So we're going to be hearing an hour of that at the start of the show. Yeah.
Is NSCN.
Hello, Mommy.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Bring up the button.
Do not attempt to change the station.
If we wish to make
we are controlling the transmission.
To a whisper.
We control the volume.
We will control.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
We will control.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can roll the.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly make it.
Or we can make it.
We can change the focus of a soft star.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic. Or moronic. Or moronic.
Food fight!
It's our show. We can do anything we want. Because this is
the National Cynical Network.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
About to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
the National Cynical Network.
This is violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I can't do it.
Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
I can't do it.
Interrupting all programs.
This is radio cast on pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights.
I can't do it.
Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is radio cast on pirate satellite.
Can't do it.
what that is. I've never seen that. Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
The sound is not subscribed to the international plan. In the secret shadow of the white right hand. The Nazi ghettoology is an urban Vietnam. Giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
It's there. I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. There's no words there. I can't do it. To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
This is Rachel Cash tearing up the seven bales.
I can't do it.
This is Rachel Cash. Please save us, not the whale. This is Rachel Cash underneath the mushroom cloud.
I can't do it.
This is Rachel Cash. Don't need that funeral swab.
To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out. What is... I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I can't do it. All right, go, go.
Yeah, five, four,
three.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
This is Rachel Cash.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. I'm not blaming the Democrats for 9/11 alone. I'm blaming them also for the coal bombing, for the embassy bombing, for 20 years of attacks that have not been stopped. Liberalism is a religion. It is just not God-based. It is precisely in opposition, the opposition party to God. This is a party that supports killing, lying, adultery, thievery, envy.
That's ridiculous.
And they're going to call, their platform is violating the Ten Commandments.
We were thinking of
the Ten Commandments, one by one.
And then John Murtha, and you said, the reason soldiers invented fragging. You've taken a lot of heat for that. In context, these are just off the top of your head remarks regarding a whole list of people. What's been your reaction to the criticism that you've taken for the Murtha comment?
I wasn't aware I had taken criticism, but I'm glad some of my best lines are getting out.
You don't have any reservations about that line?
No.
You're not suggesting that anybody should off John Murtha?
It is what it is.
Church for 30 straight years. The police attacked for the last 50 straight years by the ACLU virus, and the military attacked for the last 50 years by the Barbara Boxer viruses. I'll tell you what autism is in 99% of the cases. It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act down. That's what autism is. What do you mean they scream and they're silent? They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life, stop acting like a putz. Straighten up, act like a man. Don't sit there crying and screaming, idiot.
I told you not to be stupid, you moron.
That outburst prompted protests by outraged parents, and a few stations dropped Savage's show. So did an advertiser. But Savage hasn't apologized, and he's still on the air.
Millions of Americans tune into right-wing talk radio every day. Rory O'Connor is a media critic and a liberal himself who's written a book on shock talkers. He says not all of these broadcasters use violent language, but they do all share a predilection for outrage. And he says they're all practically addicted to constantly cranking up that outrage.
Here's the real problem. When you shock somebody,
If you come back the next time and you apply the same stimulus, it's not shocking any longer. It's already happened. So you have to ratchet it up a little bit. So how do you cut through? How do you really shock? And I think that in order to continue to outrage, you have to constantly be jacking up the pressure. And ultimately, there's going to be some deranged person out there in that audience who's going to say, you know what, that's a good idea. Let me act on that.
Personalities who berate and denigrate liberals. One of the books police found in Adkisson's apartment was Michael Savage's Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. In it, Savage calls the liberals the enemy within our country, and they are more dangerous than Hitler. Traitors who are dangerous to your survival, who should be placed in a straitjacket. Like Adkisson, Savage uses the balls of tying the hands of the liberals. Savage isn't just a mess. I'm going to go to the hospital.
right, that's good. So I watched this last night, and instead of having sympathy, I got enraged. To think that I'm breaking my behind and giving up 50 cents on the dollar to support illegal aliens sitting on their behinds in their houses, knocking out babies like tacos, and junkies getting free medicine. Junkies going, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, I'm an addict. Boo-hoo-hoo, hold my hand. Where can I score some Quaaludes tonight? Boo-hoo-hoo, everyone on my back. You got people in New Orleans who haven't worked for four generations. You got people I saw in New Orleans, I didn't have any pity for them. At the end of the day, I couldn't believe that that's where my money is going. You got people down there whose IQs are smaller than their waist size, and I'm supposed to support them, and they vote. Their vote's equal to my vote. I feel like getting out of America. I feel like leaving the country. The rot is so bad. It's a festering sore. It's a cancer in the belly of America. I don't think it's curable. Liberalism, the mental disorder, has destroyed this country. And there is no conservative movement. The conservative movement is dead. George Bush put a knife in the back of the conservative movement. And that is the hard truth.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun, keeping an eye on you folks. Watching what you do, human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other for personal gain. For pleasure, sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. For pleasure, that's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings, interesting folks, murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big f***ing hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the fucking head.
Was a welfare city, a city of parasites, a city of people who could not and had no desire to fend for themselves. You have a hurricane descending on them, and they sit on their fat asses and wait for somebody else to come rescue them.
Muslims are some of Bortz's favorite targets.
It's Ramadan, and Muslims in your workplace might be offended if they see you eating at your desk. Why? I guess it's because Muslims don't eat during the day during Ramadan. They fast during the day and eat at night. So sort of like cockroaches.
A la cucaracha ya no puede caminar porque le falta porque no tiene.
Reverend Chris Bice says he's heard that kind of language before.
If you look at the history of like situations like in Rwanda in 1994, talk radio was a big part of leading to the conditions that created a genocide. The Hutu radio disc jockeys would call the Tutsis cockroaches. And there is the sense that these aren't human beings. You know, they're not human beings with children or grandchildren. These are cockroaches. And when you hear in talk radio that liberals are evil, that they are traitors, that they are godless, that they are on the side of the terrorists, that's hate language. You don't negotiate with evil people. You don't live in community with people you consider to be traitors.
Now, first and foremost, we have to recognize that many of them are employed across multiple platforms. So they may say something on their radio show, but they may repeat it on their television show. They may then repeat it in their newspaper column. They may repackage the ideas into their best-selling books.
And the far left want, they want to break down the white Christian male power structure, of which you're part, and so am I. And they want to bring in millions of foreign nationals to basically break down the structure that we have.
There were massive numbers of emails and letters and phone calls. You know, senators said they had to have two or three people in their office answering the calls. That was all that they could do. They were inundated. And beyond that, how do you get their attention? Well, I'll tell you, if you send a threatening letter to a senator's home, that gets his attention pretty fast.
Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez got a threatening letter at home. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr got a threatening call at his office. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham told the New York Times that he and others had received threats, too. The Times also reported that a mass email opposing the bill suggested that its supporters needed to be taken out by any means. The bipartisan support collapsed. The bill died. And right-wing talk radio hosts took credit.
This is evidence of their vast power. I mean, President George Bush was pulling out all his political capital to get immigration reform passed. Trent Lott was backing him up with everything he had. And guess what? The president and the Republican leadership and Harry Reid and the Democratic leadership, they all lost. And they lost to a bunch of radio jocks.
Spiritual awakening endeavors, our aspiration, our right thinking, 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 our right thinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that I have always tried to be honest with you. So I need to tell you something. I am addicted to prescription pain medication.
Practically every radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out.
This is the Rush Limbaugh program on the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. They're scared to death at what's happening on the radio in this country.
She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine.
Stop the tape. Let's go through this, not word by word. I really don't have that much time.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Prescription pain medication.
It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your vein.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Prescription pain medication.
Cop out.
Don't you think it'd be better to drop out?
They all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your vein.
This whole thing is offensive.
I am addicted to prescription pain medication.
It's about time that you face up to a reality.
Rush Limbaugh is part of a drug ring.
Taking care of business. Rush Limbaugh, having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have.
I want to
We're intoxicated. Who knows what he might try to do?
She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Okay.
We're intoxicated. I'm not gonna. We're intoxicated.
Why? What is it about me that makes people think I'm 10 years old?
Prescription pain medication. Rush Limbaugh was a target of a drug investigation.
If I can figure this out, who knows what he might try to do?
Prescription pain medication.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
I'm worried that we're going to cut and run.
It's taken them this long to figure this out.
This whole thing is offensive.
It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your vein.
And they do have to shut him down.
Oh, sure. Listen, my friend Buster and my friend Calvin, this is where that goody two liberal business we would expect from you over there. The KKK. What letters are there?
These liberals.
They think
that people should eat.
No. You know, I think all those protesters are starving. All those damn tree huggers over there across camp as well. You burnt my communists.
I couldn't agree more, sir. Excuse me, I have to eat some OxyContin.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I listen to Rush. I get up at 2 o'clock at night and listen to him because they put him on down here at 2 o'clock here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 o'clock
How
at
about,
night.
Is that, are you kidding?
No.
That's a joke, right?
No, it isn't. Sir, listen. They put him on here in Fort Lauderdale at 2:05.
That is an absolute disgrace.
And do you know when they put him on in the morning?
When's that?
6 o'clock.
That is an absolute disgrace.
He's on 610.
Yeah.
EIV Network.
EIEI. The what? The EIEIO Network.
I think they call it EIV Network.
EIV Network. But the HIV Network. That's right. 610 HIV.
I'm talking about the television.
Yes,
now.
Sir. Now, hold on. I want to get you to my marketing director. This is really making me mad.
Television is...
Hold the line for just a minute. We got to get this information.
Well, I was in the car and I heard this guy. He sounded all shook up and he told me why. His voice was a-shaking on the EIV. Sounded like an OxyContin eater to me. It was a bug-eyed, tone-deaf, flying OxyContin eater.
Right-wing syndicated, spinning liberal people beater.
Right-wing, strung-out, hypocrite, prescription cheater. Rush looks strange to me.
That guy!
Marketing, hello.
Yes. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, sir. Now, do you have information that Mr. Limbaugh, probably the finest broadcaster in history, is on the air at 2 o'clock in the morning in Miami?
Listen, let me start now.
That
you listen
just
to me.
Makes me irate. Are you a fan of Rush's? Do you like Rush?
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Hey, listen, I have to set my alarm clock at night to get up and
I know exactly what
now,
you
here's
mean.
Here's what
I do
it is.
And those sons of bitches down there running him at 2?
Listen.
2 in the morning.
Now, you listen to me, okay?
Yes, I'm listening. Sir, I've got some interference on the line. Could you hold on for a minute? We got interference on the line. Now, if we're being monitored again by the federal government, we have problems with being
monitored. I don't care if they monitor to me.
All right, but we do.
Well, this housekeeper picked up some drugs on the street, and she brought the stuff home for the boss to eat. I heard her say in a voice so gruff,
I tried to quit twice, but it was just too tough.
Oh.
Sir, I need for you to do something. It's
okay.
Going to be unusual, all right?
They put him on at 2:05
right,
in the morning.
Hold on. I want you to press 2 on your phone with your foot. This is very important.
With my foot?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It sounds ridiculous. We've got to do this. We're being monitored. With your foot.
Press what? Four?
Press 2 or 4 with your foot.
I'm going to press 2.
Yeah, thank you. All right, did you do that with your foot?
No.
Please, sir, you have to do it.
I'm going to put the phone on the floor.
Keep the receiver to your ear. Keep the receiver to your ear, but put the phone on the floor and press 2 with your foot.
He was a big mouth, blowhard, right-wing propaganda reader.
Bad ear, sore back, 30 dose of ampule eater.
A three-time reader.
retread, frequent Betty Ford repeater, still looks high to me.
One more time.
I said, oh, Mr. OxyContin guy, the show sounds fine. I see you beating up on liberals using half your mind. So what's the real reason that you're in rehab?
I want to get my job back and slam McNabb.
Thank you. Now press it with one of your toes. That's it. All right, go ahead.
Get it?
Yes, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. They did have him on at 12:30 at night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, damn, they changed him to 2:05 at night. On Channel 6. Now, this is Channel 6, okay?
They were Channel 6, those liberals. You see what they
are,
Channel
6? Channel 6 is, I think, CBS.
Sir, we have information that Channel 6 is being run by fellow travelers. And I think you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Well, bless his soul, no control, former jelly donut eater. Dope, stashing, clicks, and bashing, flying, OxyContin eater.
ESPN Sports!
Fired color commentator, what a sight to see.
Now they change you to 12:35 in the morning.
Excuse me.
To 2:05 in the morning, okay?
They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to keep Rush's message away from
people. Well, I know what they're trying to do.
Now, you have information about this from the Miami Herald?
No. I look at him.
You look at him? What do you see when you look at him?
I set my alarm clock.
And when you look at him, what do you see? You see a great man, don't you?
Oh, my God.
After 30 short days, well, what do you know? He pops back up on his radio show. He was preaching away to the ditto heads while his maid faced the music because he sang to the feds.
I am not a victim in this. Criminals like this should be put in jail, off the streets. They're the worst kind of offenders. I should have stuck with tequila.
Now, there's a lot of stuff I get in the mind.
Listen, I need for you to hit that phone one more time with your bare foot.
All right,
just reach down and hit that. Thank you. Now, that's with your bare foot, correct, sir?
Did I get it?
Yeah, that got it. Now, that's with your bare foot, correct?
Right.
You don't have a sock on?
No.
All right, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Take your other shoe off.
All right.
Okay, take the sock off.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are you wearing a shirt?
Wearing a shirt.
You need to remove that. Sir, we are being monitored. Channel 6 monitors our communication, so I need for you to have your shirt and your socks and your shoes off.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now, are you what we would say in a state of semi-nudity?
Only my pants on.
Only your pants?
Right.
All right. Now, look down there and look at the label. What brand of underwear is it?
Oh, I just got on a pair of pants, is all.
You have no underwear?
No.
Thank God. Thank God. Because I thought for a minute you were calling from Channel 6 and you're trying to make us look stupid.
No.
You don't work for Channel 6, do you?
Oh, my God.
All right, because they wear underwear, but Limbaugh fans don't. I need for you to hold on one more minute, all right, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The National Cynical Network. Really?
National Cynical. .com
on the Sensory Research Network.
15 seconds, and I've got to go to the men's room.
All right, clock will reset at 12. Stand by.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Thank you.
forgotten corners of the world. I-101.9. I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard, and they give back, and they keep going without complaint.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Marijuana. Stand by for news. Marijuana. 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 On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida,
marijuana.
Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana. Marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. Marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully. Marijuana. My marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Marijuana. I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Marijuana. With heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. Marijuana. Marijuana. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Marijuana. Somebody's singed a kitten.
So relaxed. Neck muscles are becoming so relaxed, and so do you. Your lower legs are relaxing. Let it happen, and let the relaxation flow. Your upper legs are relaxing.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Contribute to the enjoyment of the evening. The intoxication they feel from the marijuana is an entirely different kind of high than one gets with alcohol.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
You know what, Michael? The concern that I have, or the issue, if you want, you invited haters and people that disagree with how you treat people sometimes today, am I correct?
I don't know. Sir, just make your point. I really don't have the patience to even follow your twisted logic. What are you saying?
People call you with opinions. People call you respected. I do respect you as what you do. But a lot of
You don't have to respect me, Richard. You can disagree with me, which is what I would prefer. I would only hope that you would start with a cogent argument. What is it that we're fighting over?
You're very rude to people.
That's right. I use that as a tool in order to awaken them.
A lot of people don't.
Where do you assume that politeness is going to educate people? Where did you learn that politeness will change your enemy's opinion of you?
Politeness won't change the enemy's opinion of you, but rudeness...
So, sir, rudeness might change his opinion.
I can agree with that.
But I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but Richard, truthfully, the age of politeness is long over in this country. I'm so sick and tired of these Muslim spokesmen coming up with these half-truths about Islam that I'm not going to sit here and say that I buy what the PSA was put out by CAIR. It is rubbish what they put out in my estimation, saying that they condemn terrorism by all religions. You know, every escape clause you could imagine was put into that. So if that's rudeness, then I don't apologize for my rudeness. I'm outraged, and don't confuse outrage with rudeness.
I'll accept that. Let me ask you one question, if I may. We just lost a soldier in Bakersfield due to all of this blankety-blank that's going on over there. I'm not going to use bad language on the radio. And the parents are outraged. How would you feel if your child was over there? Would you support it, for one? I don't support why we're there, but I do believe in fighting for my country.
Well, you're putting me in a no-win situation. What do you want me to say? I'd be glad if someone died? Are you not going to get me to say that? So what would you like me to say? What answer do you want to hear?
I didn't say that. As you tell people, don't put words in your mouth.
Well, what is it that you want me to say? Tell me. You set up a rhetorical question for which there is no winning answer. So what is it you'd like me to say? That we shouldn't be there, we're evil, we're in an imperialist nation, and all these deaths are meaningless. That's what you want me to say? I won't say it.
I didn't say that. I never said
that. Well, sir, I don't know what it is that you'd like me to say, Richard. But I do know one thing that I want to say, which is bye-bye.
Who's that man in the mirror? Huh? The picture's getting clearer and clearer. Huh? The end is coming nearer and nearer. Huh? Take a good look at what you fear. Huh? Who's that man in the mirror? Huh? The picture's getting clearer and clearer. Huh? The end is coming nearer and nearer. Huh? Take a good look at what you fear. Huh?
Cracks in the ground led to cracks in the mind. Wax packs now surround any facts left to find. Any scribe with the mind to reset and transcribe will regret and co-sign. These cassettes won't rewind. So the legend of the layers of betrayal are lost, with the glories of the gale and the scale of the cost. And revisions to the history, the lessons are gone. I was sent here to saddle, not behold a pale horse. A Gnostic apostle with a grasp of the impossible. A below ground round fossil with a rasp in a new gospel. With a casket of preposterous in a glass for the hostile. With hands for the unheard and a ram for the docile. And I can't stop, not possible, and I won't stop, that's probable. As long as I can still view beauty in what's horrible. When you stare into the abyss stares back. And neither of you blink or see the sidewalks crack.
Who's that man in the mirror? Huh? The picture's getting clearer and clearer. Huh? The end is coming nearer and nearer. Huh? Take a good look at what you fear. Who's that man in the mirror? Huh? The picture's getting clearer and clearer. Huh? The end is coming nearer and nearer. Huh? Take a good look at what you fear.
Those who don't know about the Fairness Doctrine, the Fairness Doctrine was introduced in 1949 as a means of the government to regulate and oversee so-called controversial points of view.
Here you go, the attack on the First Amendment.
Hinder freedom of speech because...
The truth isn't getting out there, and that's why we need to monitor...
By the way, she wants to move forward with the censorship doctrine.
Now, 90% of all the media has a left-wing bias somehow, somewhere.
Fairness doctrine, another Orwellian term.
Call for the return of the fairness doctrine. That was a dictatorial federal mandate.
Now we have this new thing coming up, this fairness doctrine, which is going to try to
force
people...
All it will do is go after talk radio.
We must never allow Uncle Sam to act as big brother by controlling the airwaves.
Because the fairness doctrine isn't so fair, and it isn't such a good idea.
Being hijacked from us.
But the major problem with it is that it's flat out unconstitutional.
Doctrine has nothing to do with fairness.
Media like a tick into a dog.
You dramatically offend the First Amendment and try.
Well, the liberals are back again trying to establish the so-called fairness doctrine. What this is really designed to do is to shut up talk radio.
We can demand an up or down vote on legislation that would keep the so-called fairness doctrine from ever coming back.
In 1969, the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the fairness doctrine was consistent with the Constitution of the United States. The court held that the FCC's fairness doctrine regulations enhanced rather than infringed the freedoms of speech protected under the First Amendment. For more information, please visit thefairnessdoctrine.cc.
I would like you to unhook your bra and let it slide down your arms. You can keep your shirt on. Cup your hands under your breasts and hold them for 10 seconds.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool
5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and now I can't read it. There's no words on it. There's no words there to play us out.
Of degenerate, psychopathic, junky rock and rollers like this with anti-war songs, and we're one step away from France. Turn that junkie off my show. Get that junkie off my program. 30 years of hippie scum polluting the airwaves with rotten music, sending a sewer pipe of filth out of Hollywood to the rest of the world, degenerating the world, degenerating America, wrecking masculinity, destroying our flag, destroying our families, destroying the church. And what do you think we're capable of doing in this country? We send the best boys that we have over there. And what do the liberal scum in the military do? If they fire one too many bullets, or they punch one of those bastards in the face after their own men got shot, they hold him up for a court-martial. I'll tell you who, I accuse Rumsfeld. I accuse Bush for stabbing our troops in the back. This is no way to run a war. This is a way to run a war into the ground. I'll be back because I'm pissed off.
During this year's Democratic primaries, Rush Limbaugh urged his listeners to vote for Senator Hillary Clinton to foster division in the Democratic Party in the hope that that would lead to violence in the streets of Denver. He called it Operation Chaos.
This is about chaos. This is why it's called Operation Chaos.
I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's beer.
You have to operate out of fear.
The dream end. I mean, if people say, what's your exit strategy? The dream end of this is that this keeps up to the convention. And we have a replay of Chicago 1968. With burning cars, protests, fires, literal riots, and all of that. That's the objective here.
American politics has always been a rough game. But political scientist Jeffrey Feldman, who's written a book on the effects of angry political rhetoric, says this is different.
Our system is a deliberative democracy, and that deliberative democracy depends on a certain kind of talk, a certain conversation in order to function well. What right-wing rhetoric does when it reaches that violent pitch is it undermines that particular conversation such that the focus of political debate becomes increasingly hamstrung by fear, and the ability of citizens to engage in the basic act of civics becomes gummed up. That conversation breaks down.
You have to operate out of fear.
Knoxville pastor Chris Bice agrees.
When you blame all your problems on some minority group, then everyone else is exonerated. We exonerate ourselves. We don't have to look at ourselves to see what sort of ways we contribute to the problems of the world. We don't have to examine ourselves to see what we're doing that is helping to create the problems that we're so concerned about.
In other words, Bice says, angry talk radio rhetoric simply sets up scapegoats for society's problems. And ever since Jim David Adkison walked into his church and opened fire, he can't help but wonder whether that might lead to more violence.
I just think a lot of people are hurling insults from the safety of television studios, the safety of radio, due to the safety of cyberspace, which they would not throw if they had to stand right next to a person, look in their face and say the same thing. And so that's a void in our community, the chance to be in the same room and to have these exchanges and remember the humanity of the person on the other side.
Dude, I did. The.
What is so funny?
It has to prove that O'Reilly knew he was lying. And O'Reilly is so crazy, he lies so pathologically, that it's harder to prove that O'Reilly knew he was lying. So oddly enough, if someone has a record of crazily lying, it is harder to sue them for defamation.
We hope you depend on us for the truth, because we're going to report the situation in Iraq without an agenda or any ideological prejudice. Paula Evans, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, if you are so concerned about public figures being bad role models for children, please stop rudely interrupting your guests and telling them to shut up. Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years, Ms. Evans.
We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
You know, I think that asking a student to stay in the closet in order to go
I'm
to school
asking
is
you
not
shut
like
up about
an African American.
No, 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 no.
Want to know what
shut
I'm
up.
Doing?
Shut up.
I
was going to say that. You sick? Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oath? Why didn't you just shut up?
What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush his opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
All he's got in 6.5 years is that I misspoke, that I labeled a total war to Peabody. He writes it in his book, he tries to make me out of
Peabody. No, shut up. You had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
I was surprised.
surprise is that this ad equates the United States with the terrorists.
I said, I'm shocked that you're surprised. And basically just made the only point I wanted to make.
Our current president now inherited a legacy from his father and inherited a political legacy that's responsible for training militarily, economically, and situating geopolitically the parties involved in the alleged assassination and murder of my father and countless of thousands of others. So I don't see why it's surprising for you to think that I would come back and want to support
it. It is surprising, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's surprising. You are mouthing a far-left position. You see, I'm sure your beliefs are sincere, but what upsets me is I don't think your father would be approving of this.
Well, actually, my father thought that Bush's presidency was illegitimate.
Maybe he did, but I don't think he'd be equating this country as a terrorist nation.
Well, I wasn't saying that it was necessarily like that.
Your mouth shut. So you keep your mouth shut. So you keep your mouth shut.
I don't know any military commander who is honest who would say he has not made a mistake.
But I never represent you. You know why?
Why?
Because you have a warped view of this world and a warped view of this country.
There's a wonderful phrase. The fog of war. What the fog of war means is war is so complex, it's beyond the ability of the human mind to comprehend all the variables. Our judgment, our understanding are not adequate. And we kill people unnecessarily. Wilson said, we won the war to end
our house here. If somebody comes to your house and begins spitting on the floor, you'd remove them. Glick was out of control and spewing hatred for this program and his country using vile propaganda.
I'm not so naive or simplistic to believe we can eliminate war. We're not going to change human nature anytime soon.
You got to take what comes.
You didn't
not
support we actually you lost Afghanistan,
but that we may not want to watch your television program anymore because we're identifying you with being against what we believe in.
It isn't that we aren't rational. We are rational. But reason has limits.
People in Afghanistan didn't kill my father. Sure they did. The Al-Qaeda people were trained there.
The Al-Qaeda people? What about
trained. See, I'm more angry about it than you are.
So what about George Bush?
Americans and indeed our foreign allies who actively work against our military once the war is underway will be considered enemies of the state by me. It's defamation.
There's a quote from T.S. Eliot that I just love. We shall not cease from exploring. And at the end of our exploration, we will return to where we started and know the place for the first time. Now that's, in a sense, where I'm beginning to be.
Shut. So you keep your mouth shut. So you keep your mouth shut.
Now, on the balance of scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the f***ing money. A fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. Just to scare the shit out of the middle class.
With material from Bill Moyers' journal, Scumbag Bastard, Bill O'Reilly, Michael Savage, Paul Harvey, Organized Confusion, Eric Vessels,
Kiss, Al Franken.
Additional sources include Rush Limbaugh, The Clash, Nirvana, White Zombie, Bob Rivers,
Hard Masters, Daft Punk, The Easy Star All Stars,
Phil Hendry,
and the National Cynical Network.
This has been Needle in the Red, episode 31.
Titled Right Wing Radio Hell.
This is NCN.
NationalCynical.com.
Well, I think a lot of people who are interested in sound art are people who have had a history of listening to sounds in a MIDI, you could say, like, they're just trying to...
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. I am Bleak. We just heard an hour of National Cynical Network from their... In the Red. What was that name again? Needle in the Red radio program, Right Wing Radio Hell. Thanks for staying with us. We are going to look at a calendar of events. So tomorrow we've got the Obits and the Lights at the Media Club. Subhumans play the Ukrainian Hall. The Virgins at the Biltmore and Flatwood Meek at the GM Place. Never heard of them. The Kills and the Horrors and Magic Wands at Commodore. That is sold out. Manchester Orchestra at Biltmore. Elephant Train and Stolen Organ Family Band at Lugs. And that's all on Saturday. Did I tell you that? On Sunday, you got the Gojira and the Chariot and Car Bomb at Richards. And then on Monday, you got Scott Weiland at the Commodore. That's either his Snowblind or his Coming Down tour. I don't know which one. Justin Townes Earl is on Tuesday with Teresa Anderson at the Media Club. You have the Fake Jazz with the Leviathan's Diadem and Attention Diamond Choppers. And Sarah Gold and Andy Dixon at the Cobalt. It's on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Analog Bell Service, Fur Bearing Animals and Creaking Planks at the Biltmore. Rat Silo and Speckled Jim and the Yams at the Railway. That's all Wednesday. The Doves are playing the Commodore on Thursday next week, and I'm going to be there, so I don't know what I'm going to do about the radio show. We shall make arrangements. Indeed. And let me see here. Sex with Strangers and Acost and Girlfriends and Boyfriends at the Biltmore on next week, Thursday. And also Oak Dichotomy War Hero at Honey next week. Some of the things that are going on. Remember, next Friday you got King Khan and the Shrines and Mark Sultan at the Commodore. Lady Sovereign and Chester French and Hollywood Holt at Richards. And Japan Droids and Mount St. Helens and Vietnam Band and No Gold at Biltmore. That's all next Friday. So just looking down toward the rest of the month here, some of the highlights. Animal Collective and Grouper at Commodore on the 24th. On the 25th, you have Black Dice and Wolf Eyes at Biltmore. Also M83 at the Commodore. And TV on the Radio and Dirty Projectors at the Melkin Bowl. In on the 26th, Grizzly Bear with Foreign Born, who had a spectacular EP a few years ago and a less than spectacular album after that, but still very worthy bands to see there, Grizzly Bear and Foreign Born at the Commodore on the 26th. The Manipulators and Dylan Thomas and Your Vancouver Vipers at Honey on the 27th. Mount Erie and Nick Krgovich and Great 2000 at St. James Hall on the 30th. And let's see, The Deers and Jets Overhead and Black Diamond Bay at Richards also on the 30th. And Peaches plays with Drums of Death and Betty Ford at Commodore on the 31st. So that is listings from Discorder magazine from this month. For more information on shows and more detailed information, you can go to a website called livevan.com. It used to be Live Music Vancouver. You've shortened it up to livevan.com, and there's pretty complete listings there. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we just heard an hour of Right Wing Radio Hell from National Cynical Network and Phineas Narco. We're going to be moving into some Joan Schumann now and explaining sound art, radio sound art, which gives you an indication of what we try to do here on this radio show every so often and also what every January 17th, 24 Hours of Radio Art. People call it Noise Day. No, sorry, it's not Noise Day. It's Radio Art Day. I don't know if I can drum that through people's heads by next year. Anyway, Joan Schumann now and Radio Sound Art on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Well, I think a lot of people who are interested in sound art are people who have had a history of listening to sounds in a way, you could say, like they're just trying to listen more deeply.
This man at my work who heard my CD asked me if I was a screamer because I make a lot of unusual vocal sounds, just like, you know, he was basically making fun.
There are different kinds of practitioners who approach being radio artists in different ways. For instance, this piece could be looked at as a radio noir or mystery drama radio, but it doesn't do that in a really close, hugging the historical.
Then all of a sudden, the sound of a typewriter will come in, and then a clock ticking, and then some gunshots and a car crash, and these various things happening that all are kind of tropes of radio drama that people are supposed to be adept at picturing, and yet they don't necessarily work, or there's something disjunctive about what's been going on. What's all this Mr. and Miss business? She attempted a smile, but her eyes were murderous. If they remembered him, I might get a...
Then there's an approach that deals with radio as a technical apparatus.
Eric has a homemade instrument called the springboard. There's just a bunch of objects, like little pieces of wood and a grill from a, you know, little oven, and he kind of makes it become alive. And then we realize, well, wait, the radio itself is an animistic object, because it's like this thing that has this voice and this life inside of it, and you can change it into different stations. It's like there's a world...
I wanted to make abstract painting, but I didn't want to make objects anymore.
I get really frustrated sometimes. I just want to say, no, it's not video, no, it's not animation, no, it's not music. And I kind of wait in glee to watch people's face get all crinkled up as they try to figure out when I just say sound art. Sometimes I call it cinema for the ear, because then
one that I like.
Can they get it? Okay, a film, get rid of the visuals. Oh, that's what you do. And then I say, and then layer about three more narratives on top of that. And then you've got what it is that I do.
The term dramaturgy and audio. It gets into this issue about whether...
What would have happened if instead of a massive echo...
A lot of times when you say sound art and people say, well, what is that? If you think about painters use paint to make art, not to paint houses. Well, this is using sound to make art, not to do all the other things we're used to sound doing. It often takes a couple goes at it for people to figure out what you're saying, that sound could have a kind of non-utilitarian function.
I've made a point to actually try to translate a place visually, break it down, and then see how I would come up with it in terms of sound. Let's say you have a tree, so let's see, I'm going to need something tall, so I think of a tall sound. And then you have leaves that they move, so you need something that rustles. And I may not necessarily record a tree.
Well, I kind of do that. When I did speech acts, the impetus for the piece was the story of these two people who both at various times took vows of silence. The minute I heard that story, I immediately thought of the binding of my voice.
What I want to know is what would have happened if instead of giving him this massive echo...
And if you produce something for radio and you have obscured text... Or text that maybe you say, well, the text isn't so important here. What's really important is the sound of tape or whatever. That's a problem instantly. So the institution itself in this country is making those decisions for how people listen.
Falling into the bad blood, slowing into the blood. Falling into the brown skin, slowing into the...
Even within a much more informed group of people, you say sound art and people still don't know what you mean. There are a number of problems. One is that there hasn't been a really good history written. It's a practice that's kind of slippery, and that's maybe part of why it's, on the other hand, good that there isn't an authoritative history written about it. And the other thing is that there haven't been really famous sound artists, whereas there have been very famous sound artists who turned into performance artists, like Laurie Anderson or like Chris Burden. Laurie Anderson is a great example because this is a person who could have put sound art on the map, but instead probably put performance art on the map to a lot of people.
I had no trouble finding the Dixie Pig. It was a long, low building, encrusted with neon. No cars.
It'd be good for other artists to come into the mix. Like, for instance, you can get really interesting feedback from people who only work in visual arts.
The dog goes with us, I told him.
It's like, oh, you're the sound. I've heard about you, but they don't leave that sphere of, you know, what's going on in their little sphere, and they hear about other things, but they may not necessarily interact with that circle of artists.
He got out of bed and went to the window. He opened it all the way, then he leaned out and looked, and the street was empty. In bed again, he closed his eyes and kept them closed and finally fell asleep.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
And they called it
The BC SPCA in your community is competing in a provincial-wide adoption challenge to find more loving homes for animals during the month of May. The Great BC SPCA Adoption Challenge is a reminder to animal lovers to make the BC SPCA their first adoption option. So open your heart and your home and give a homeless animal a second chance during the BC SPCA Adoption Challenge. Visit spca.bc.ca for more information.
And this is Wayne Butane and Lup of Luxury on Exquisite Corpse.
I'm sure hearing things.
Yeah? What kind of things?
Well, I don't know. Darnest noise ever.
Any idea what it is?
I don't know.
The stimulating sounds of Wayne Butane.
Sounds it ain't meant for human ears.
Never heard anything like it on the wires before.
I am telling you, years from now, school children will study it as the greatest
sound collage
of all time.
How the whole family loves it.
No, I don't.
There's nothing my grandson and I look forward to more than
gay anal sex.
Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor resigned today, setting the stage for an epic political battle.
My favorite episode is the one where Beretta marries a skank and then shoots her in the head. Oh wait, that really happened. Never mind.
Almost makes you wish you could reverse the sentences.
Let go of the monkey.
Noxema Skin Cream presents another fresh face. Jill Putney of Eugene, Oregon.
Jill, you're in a special program with retarded children.
It makes me happy.
Is personal grooming a very important thing?
No.
And what's your grooming routine?
Okay, I take a sh** and then I wash my face with Noxema because it dries my skin out.
Do you think the Noxema really cleans your face?
No, then it dries my skin out.
Noxema Skin Cream. Jill Putney knows.
Noxema. I have to take a sh**.
Stop. Make her stop.
Hi, I'm Eric Estrada. I'm here to tell you about
threesomes, vibrators, and masturbation.
Everything you need.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says,
oh, I think I hear my mother calling.
And according to Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, the state fruit of Utah is
Johnny Mathis.
Why are you telling me this?
Another instant request.
That was banned with the runs by the Sconeaters.
Today, we begin a two-part series on entertainer Ben Vereen.
I don't have time to think about
Ben Vereen.
Why doesn't a car hit him?
This is Gail Norton, Secretary of the Interior, reminding you,
please remember to spay and neuter your kids.
From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Thanks for the reminder, ass bite.
My favorite episode is the one where Cliff Huxtable gropes a bunch of women. Oh wait, that really happened. Never mind.
I'm a research scientist.
Big deal.
We now return to Bambi.
Your mother can't be with you anymore.
This is Brett Michaels of Poison.
This is Joan Jett.
This is Merlin Olsen.
This is stupid.
Yes.
Drinking Gatorade just seems wrong.
I just can't believe
this. She finished no milk.
There's been a lot of talk about
elephant droppings in Eastern Europe.
I know. I saw it on the Phil Donahue show.
So what the hell are you going to do about it?
For CERN and Pangle, who refused to opiates, the SARS.
Me too.
Thanks, Shane. What's your comment?
Hello! We have meat!
All right. Well, thank you for that comment. Shane, back to you.
Burger.
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 Spam.
Buy that shit now.
Hamburger soap.
Consciousness.
Damn it.
The vice president has one of his balls for you, too.
You can sleep with it under your pillow.
Hey, I'm Emeril Lagasse.
I'll get him.
Ow! Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Do you get diarrhea, too?
That's what happens to me. I can't help it.
Replied the king.
Who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
My favorite part of the movie is when they cut Chitty Chitty Bang Bang's brake lines and everyone dies.
If this movie doesn't touch your heart, then you just don't have one.
Jesus H.
And we'll continue.
I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow! Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card!
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m.
to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yes, Thunderbird Radio Hell is up in just a few short minutes. They are getting it together. Yes, sir. No?
No.
Okay. It'll be another fly by the seat of their pants show, I guess.
I just got back in town, dude.
Ben just came back from Egypt. That's not a website where you give your money for no good reason. Welcome to Egypt.com. Donate money to us. I should do that. I should start something. We just heard Experimental Dental School with Vicious Cycle of Life from Forest Field, the new album from Experimental Dental School. We heard Wayne Butane with Lap of Luxury, actually. I could not find, I'm not sure what album that is from or if it's from anyone. I got it from online sort of service. I'm going to leave you with Bran Flakes and Dance of the Sugar Snap Fairy from I Have Hands, their latest release. So until next week, kids, remember the future is bleak. Bye-bye.
Magical.